What is up, Creative Gang? Welcome back to episode number 46. It's your boy Pete. I just got fucking married. Let's go. Let's get it fucking going, bro. First things first.
Hell of an intro, man.
I'm fucking excited, bro.
Yeah, I can tell. I didn't get an introduction or anything like that, but it's all good.
What's your name, boy?
Damn, Pete. Well, episode 46. Here we are. Pete freshly married. Pete, pressure. How are you feeling? Like,
dude, I know you've been
I know you've been looking forward to this day since the day you were born. So, how you feeling, man? How's the married life been so far? It's been only been a week.
Shit, y'all know my fucking shoulders feel light. My fucking wrists feel heavy now because all that weight off my shoulders.
But you relax but heavy though, right?
Yeah, relax but heavy, baby. Man, what an experience, man. I just got married. If you guys don't know that.
We've only been talking about it for the last 40 weeks, I feel like.
It's been like the, what's that called when it's like the theme of the fucking thing? Anyways, he was one of my best mans, Alberto. Loved your speech, by the way. Thank you.
Yeah, man, that was kind of like, not off the dome, but I didn't look at anything.
It was Alberto's speech.
No, bro. I went on my notes app and I had 4 bullet points that I wanted to tackle. And it was pretty easy to put it in my memory, but I just wanted to look at it.
You did good.
Yeah, so I did get a little nervous, like
really
towards the. I'm like, fuck! Thank God the girl went first, the maid of honor.
Yeah,
and so I was like, all right, I'm next, and I'm like, let me look at my bullet points real quick, take a couple of shots, and I'm like, all right, I should be straight, I should be fine. Yeah. And I don't remember stumbling my words at all. So I know we're gonna find on the video. I even give Rafi like, hey, you ready? You got this audio ready? Let's get it. Like, no, but it was fun though.
Yeah, it was one hell of an experience, man. Thank you for everybody who joined, friends and family,
and everyone who gave him a congrats on the In the Frame Potter.
Yeah, thank you, man. And like I said, let me get right into it. So we wedding day, right? Boom, boom, boom. Dude, I'm not on my phone the whole time because I'm so like excited. I'm like nervous.
You're not.
Yeah, I was on my phone, dude. Like I was like, damn, like I didn't get my phone. I was like, man, I hired a really good photographer and really good videographer to capture everything. Never on my phone, which is crazy, which is rare.
Unlike you.
Yeah, rare.
You're the selfie queen.
I'm always on taking a selfie on that Snapchat, trying to show my ring. But you guys get a little look at championships ring. I kept telling everybody, I can't wait to wear my championship ring. Pete, what the fuck are you talking about? And then they finally see my ring like, I get it now. Who do you play for? Like, no, bro, this is my wedding ring, bro. Look at that shit. Damn. But anyways.
Relax but heavy.
So yeah, relax but heavy, baby. So then the wedding day comes, and then Berto and my other groomsmen show up.
It was a pretty chill morning. We saw the Champions League final. We got some brunch. You know, we got some Clase Azul and a 42 bottle.
Yep. And by the way, Clase Azul. All right,
give it a rate. If you're at a bar, what are you asking?
I would say
Clase Azul or 42.
Clase Azul on ice, bro, because it's so sweet. Like it's crazy,
but not in a bad way. Like no, it's, sweetness. Because like I'm personally not a big fan of sweet, but like that's like,
it was perfect, dude.
Yeah,
it was insane. And 1942, I already knew
like tequila.
Like, but one of my groomsmen, shout out to Lamont, he's like, yo, fuck it, I'm gonna get you both. And then I was like, what? Like, all right, cool. 1942 tastes like garbage.
It doesn't taste like a $150 bottle.
No, bro. I know cheaper bottles that taste better. Like, it's ridiculous.
It is Don Julio. I've never been a big fan of Don Julio, honestly.
Don Julio tastes way better, bro. And you get
it is Don Julio.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it is. It is. But how is that top of the line? Like, it's not good. Anyways, Clase Azul is way better, bro.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's so unique. Anyway, so we get...
This isn't an alcoholic podcast, though.
And it's only $10 more. Like, it's ridiculous. Like,
it's not too bad.
Really
and
good.
The bottle is really attractive. Pleasing to the eye.
Ceramic white
and all blue. The IG thoughts love that bottle because it's good for Instagram.
I know. Anyway, so then wedding day comes, it's a lot leading up. The day before, I take a day off, I'm getting the stuff ready and blah blah blah, just a lot of stress. And then finally wedding day comes and you guys come over, we're trying to get ready, I'm trying to get everything settled. And I remember one thing Lamont said was like, when you have your wedding day, bro, enjoy it because it's gonna be a blur. And I was like,
that's what interesting
says.
Tip
that's what everybody says, it's gonna be a blur. And then it was a blur, but it was a blur to where like I can remember everything, but it was like, whoa, like I was just focused on me and my wife. Dasha, my wife, I'm a hubby now. Shit. I'm gonna tell, hey, tag hubby. Anyways, so then like it was like I'm like focused, bro. Like it's a weird feeling, man. Like I can't wait to experience
it. You look like you had a good time, man.
It was insane, bro.
Level 1 to 10 of drunkenness. Cause I remember you're like, I'm gonna get wasted, and we're all scared that you're gonna get totaled and look like a fool in front of everybody.
My dad was like, what the fuck are you doing, dude? Like, stop taking shots. I'm like, dude, it's a group, it's a groomsman for the video. It was probably like three shots in, but I didn't get that drunk.
You didn't seem like it.
It wasn't until like maybe towards like
the tail end
where everybody's like, "Yo, Pete, like let's take a shot," and I'm like, "All right, cool." I went back like, "Yo, Pete, let's take a shot." I'm like, "Fuck, dude.
I bought all these bottles. Fuck it."
I know. I was like, "Fuck," and then, but leading up to it, it was cool. Stressful in the part that I had to worry about. I'm really possessive in the way of the creative world.
Let's talk about how
let's get into it. So
did you book videographers and photographers like the traditional way where they do all the shooting and editing, of course, but I know you're an egomaniac when it comes to style and your own style when it comes to photography, at least. I doubt you did a lot. You're gonna have a special package for videos, right? But
yeah, so like
you don't have to throw numbers, but like as far as packaging for the viewers,
so my photography pricing was it was ridiculous. It was a steal because number one, you got to know when you're a photographer and you have a wedding and it's your wedding, it's really hard to find a photographer who's not egotistical and doesn't want, well, you're hiring me because you want my edit of style.
But we all say the same shit though.
I don't shoot Raws. I'm not the person for you. I'm like, bro, I'm paying you a hefty amount per hour, 10 hour a day. That's a good amount, like to pay your rent. That's what I always say. Right. That's a good amount. Nah, but it just doesn't make sense for me because I don't shoot Raws. I shoot because you want my style.
Wait, who the fuck doesn't shoot Raws though?
99% of the fucking photographers who I inquired all wanted to edit the photos. I'm like, bro, that's
normal though.
That's normal. But I'm telling them, I'm like, I'm a photographer. I'm explaining the situation.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, I'm giving you a hefty amount per hour just to shoot because I can see your photos and off the get-go, they look good. And it looks like you don't edit much. So let me hire you because of that. No, I want to edit the photos and I want you to pay me the full rate. Dude, I'm like, I had to go back and
so it was hard for you to find someone that's willing to
just shoot
let
Ross.
That go.
Yeah.
And yes. Okay.
And a tip as a photographer, that's easy money, man. If it's not for the money, but it's like easy money. Like just go shoot, man. Like dude,
I'd rather shoot all day, give the card. I'm like, yo, do what you
always talk
do
about with, it. Yeah. You want to do video and then boom, here you go.
Yeah.
And
I'd rather be a camera op and deal with editing if I could.
It's the ego. Like it's the ego. And we all have it.
But at the same time, they might want to use those images to give you a little pushback, a little devil's advocate. It's been a minute. They might want pushback to like, yo, I want to advertise this for my business as well. Fair or not fair?
No, that's fair. And for my photographer, me and my photographer have kind of similar editing styles. He was like, yeah, I'm going to edit them. I might use them on my portfolio. Dude, go ahead, bro. Go ahead. I gave him the liberty over that. And
okay, so you're not being like, yo, I want the Raws and I want you to delete it from your system.
I told him, I was like, dude, you can use these for your own portfolio. You can edit them however you want to. You can
They're bugging them.
Yeah, and I was so infuriated. Like, I'm like, dude, like, what the fuck? Let go of your pride and just take some fucking photos and you're still going to edit them however you want to.
I thought when you were having these conversations with these photographers that they're like, no, I wanted my style because if you put a style, let's say, hypothetically, you'll never do this. What if you had like this fucking typical wedding orange look and you're like, that's not my style. Like, I don't want my name attached to that.
Yeah.
You don't have to tag me.
And like, dude, I edit the photos in my own style and I tagged my photographer. Obviously,
but what if they don't want that tag because like, that's not even my style, bro.
He was okay with it. He's like, yo, tag me.
No, I'm saying like other photographers, were they bugging?
I think that's why they were bugging probably. Okay. They probably saw my work. I don't know. They felt intimidated. I don't know. They're like, whoa, that's not my style.
Maybe they just don't fuck with it.
Yeah. So like, I was like, dude, like, come on. Like, why is this so hard?
Yeah.
Anyways. So then that was the photography. I hired Harry, who's, shout out to him. He's living off his Porsche. It was really crazy. He did an amazing job, bro. Like he made me and my, wife, he's trying to say fiance, feel really comfortable. Like they took all the pictures with like the groomsmen. Like there's a bunch of pictures with them. Her and Kristen and all the groom, what is it called? The bridesmaids. It was fucking dope. He fucking absolutely killed it.
What kind of systems are we talking about?
Camera
systems.
I was just telling you this off air. He had an A7R3.
Okay.
And big difference. He had a Sigma 50mm, which I'm thinking of getting right now.
You have an 85.
Hold on. The 50mm? Oh my God, dude. It's insane. Like it looks
it's like
so
the perfect between 24 and 85.
You know how you keep saying like 50 is the perfect, and I'm like, no, bro,
for like
I'd
the
say
face.
50.
Yeah.
I think the 50 is the perfect for the environmental and capturing the person. So if you want an environmental portrait,
yeah,
they always say the 35.
Yeah.
No, fuck the 35. Go with the 50 because it grabbed. Okay. Go ahead.
You're being a prisoner of the moment right now.
No. So let me tell you why. So the 50 is a 1.4.
Okay.
So the blur, when you capture the more encompassed, it encompasses more of the environment than the 85 that I'm used to, right?
Okay.
I'm used to like the 85. That's my go-to. That's my moneymaker. It's really tight and it gets really a little
compressed.
Bit, yeah. And it gets the face basically looks more like full, right? Yeah. And it's more personable and it gets a little bit of the ambient, but it's not the much to distract you from the subject. So the 50 mil is a little bit of both. Like you get some environment blur and then the blur of the environment is like more flat and you get the body more flat.
And your 24 1.4 is a little too wide.
Yeah, it's a little too wide. The only way you can make that work is if you're up close, but why would you want
to? But then you have to distort the face when you do that.
You do distort that. There's ways to get around that, but it's more work.
Sure, of course.
But the 50 is like I barely had it like edit, and I was like, oh damn, this looks nice. Like I see, and I let him borrow my 85, and he was like, yo, Pete, like I only use it for a couple photos, but I don't really much use it for it. And I'm like, cool. Photography side, he killed it.
Okay.
Now videography side.
Hold on. So before we go there, like have you gone scrubbing through the A7R3? Like you're not used to that. Like a megapixel size as far as the raw files. What are we talking about? Because 24, the A7 III is what, 24 megapixels? No. File size. I don't know what's the average.
It's like
if you go uncompressed, you go uncompressed. I go compressed.
It's like 27
megabytes.
27 megabytes.
Okay, so what are we talking about with the A7R3?
A7R3.
Because they shoot what, 40 something megabytes per
like high megapixels. 40s, I'm sorry, high 40s, maybe 51.
Let me look it up right now. I don't want to sound like an idiot.
Fact check me. It's like 85, 90. So I meet him at REI like 2 days after the wedding because he's living out of his car. So like we made it.
Damn, REI. You make it sound like a bum, bro.
No, he's really cool, man. Like his shit's sophisticated.
Okay.
We meet at REI. He's like, hey, let's go shopping. I'm like, bro, like I got to go to Joshua Tree like in a bit.
It shoots 42 megapixels. 42.4 megapixels.
Okay.
That's a fucking big ass file.
That's double. So yeah, it's like 85, like triple, goddamn. But anyways, it's 85 megapixels. He took like 4,000 pictures.
42 like, megapixels. You said 85.
He was like, hey bro, it's like 3,900 photos. My hard drive is gonna to transfer into. I recently got an SSD. He's like, it's gonna take 1 hour 30. And I was like, what? Like 1 hour 30?
And you're like, SSD is pretty fast though, man.
Like, yeah, I'm like, dude, SSD. I just got this. I paid extra money so I can go faster. He's like, yeah. I have a regular hard drive, so transferring it to that, it's not the same. And I'm like, what the fuck are we gonna? It's like, do you want to go to lunch? Like, it's like 10 a.m. And I'm like, REI just opens. Like, let's just go to REI. So we go and we get to know each other a little bit. Fantastic dude. We come back and I open the folder on my laptop. And this is before we have so much shit to unpack on this Potter. So this is when I have my old laptop.
Okay.
And I'm like, I open it. I hope my SSD. The new laptop or my old laptop?
Your SSD, was it a 1 terabyte, 2 terabyte?
1 terabyte.
Okay.
I open it and it says preview, unavailable to preview. I was like, what the fuck? Try another source or some bullshit. So I go to Lightroom. I open it and it takes a while and it finally loads. And it's like, okay, we're good, bro. I'm like, all right, man.
You got everything.
Yeah. I'm like, yo, please don't delete this for a month.
Yeah.
If you delete it sooner than a month, let me know before you delete it.
I'll get another backup system.
I told him that. He's like, yeah, dude, for sure. It's like, I'm going to keep these for some future edits, blah, blah, blah. My perfect, cool.
That's smart that you said that because if you would have deleted it somehow, your shit got corrupted.
To let you know, bro. Think about it. Look. To let you know, it was 363 gigabytes.
That's a lot.
For 4,000 photos. And I was like, what the fuck? That's why it took 1.5 hours.
That makes sense. No. Yeah. But it's a good thing that you told him, like, don't delete them yet. Yeah. Don't delete them yet.
I told him.
Triple check. I want to back it up somewhere else just in case, too.
So then, that's my photography before I get into my new thing. So then the videography, shout out to Rafe. I told him I've seen a couple of videos and I kind of wanted something. I kind of let him free reigns with the whole thing.
He showed me the inspirational video that you guys are trying to go for. Cause it's not a traditional wedding video. Mm-hmm. Cause I just dropped a wedding film on my YouTube channel and, it's your style will be non-traditional, but in a cool way though.
Yeah. I was like, yo, here's the inspo. Like, can you fuck with it? And then he sent me another video from the guy and he's like, what about this? And it's like, thoughts?
And then I was he's a big thoughts guy.
And I was like, dude, love it. And then it kind of fits with his style. So I was like, cool, man, run it.
It does.
Like,
I saw all with the Polaroid did, and all that. Yeah, like,
he took so many Polaroids of us that he was like, Peter, like, check these out. I was like, what the fuck? Like, and then Shelby's like, where are the Polaroids? I was like, I don't know. I got to tell him for them because they look fucking hard. No,
he's going to use it for the video.
Okay. So then I was like, yo, dude, do everything. But I was being a little control freak because you were like, Peter, like, relax. Like what? Like, yeah, chill. But,
yeah.
But I caught you a few times. Creative. So now we're moving into, we're like, what it's like when you're a creative and like you have,
you're in the other side of the creatives. Camera.
Yeah. I was like the, what's he call it? Husbandzilla. Like, I was like, yeah, do this,
not the bridezilla, but the husbandzilla.
I was like, I wanted all, like, I had ideas and thankfully he was open to them. And yeah, but
he could have been a dude like, yo, fuck off, you hired me.
Like, Pete, like, no, I'm doing this, I already have this. But he did everything. I was directing a little bit. I was like, dude, do this. But
you're not supposed to do that on your wedding.
I'm not, but I'm just like a creative, and I have this vision, and I'm trying to like project it.
It's okay. Can I speak out loud? This is a safe space, right?
Go ahead.
It felt like you were more concerned with the content than the actual fucking wedding itself, bro.
Maybe, dude. Maybe, but that's when. Maybe that's why.
Shelby's not gonna want to hear this.
But maybe that's why, Alberto, I wasn't on my phone during the wedding. Okay. I realized it on the ride. I was like, man, I'm stressing out too much on the creative space. And
that's the last thing you should be thinking about.
Yeah, but this was pre. Like, I was nervous. Yeah. Maybe it was the nerves kicking in. And I was like, fuck, I'm getting married. Like, I want this to be perfect. And then I was like, on the car ride, because we took buses. We shuttled to my dad's farm. And I was like, man, what the fuck am I doing? Like, let's just fucking relax. Let's live in the moment. And then never on my phone. My Snapchat was zero. Yeah. Instagram was zero. Yeah. Like, I relied on people who took pictures and stuff. But I feel like everybody had fun because there wasn't many shareable stories, but yeah. It was a beautiful.
I took a few snaps of you guys. Of you dancing. You guys were definitely having a good time for sure. Yeah, it was fun. It was fun.
He killed it though. Now where are we gonna go?
Well, as far as the video aspect, like, what's the promising? Just a full video with the Instagram highlight. Just we want to know these details wedding videographers, photographers.
Yeah, Rafe gave me a good amount because it's his first wedding. And it was a 5 to 6 minute highlight video.
Okay, that's fair.
With two shooters. He had another friend, Kai. Shout out to Kai, he killed it. And drone footage. So it was a good deal.
What's the turnaround time as far as like?
Is he told me about a month and a half.
That's fast.
So that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's really good. I do 3 months.
3 months?
Yeah.
Damn. I mean, maybe fuck.
But I do deal with like 20 fucking projects at the same time.
Yeah, I
got done with one wedding.
Fuck. What's wrong with you, bro?
I just got done with one wedding video today, and you're like, oh, you're done, right? I'm like, yeah, I still got 3 more to edit though. Like,
I told him no rush though. I did lob him like a few inspirational songs that he's like, dude, what do you think about songs? And I told him this and that.
Are you guys going with popular songs or like music bed style?
It's kind of underground music. Okay.
Like, you don't care about getting monetized or demonetized because
I don't care. Yeah, I don't care. But it's if I do get monetized, I'm like, damn, like, really? Like, but
that's why it's one of the things I've been struggling with. Couples there want to use popular songs.
Did they close your shit or what?
Take down your video? Right now, Instagram is going crazy with muting my old videos. And
really?
I'm not the only one. I saw Ben Real posted it, the dude that does Black with No Cream. And he also put like, Instagram, here we go again. Fuck with me shit. And I respond to him like, yo, dude, same. And then he posted like all these screenshots of everyone responding to like they're going through the same issue. And I'm actually sending those screenshots to like my couples that I'm currently working on with right now. Yo, Instagram's bugging. I'm not fucking making this shit up. Like, we can't use fucking copyrighted music. Like, we got to use like subscription. And I put in thankfully from my last rookie day wedding video videos that I've done, I learned my lesson and I put that in the contract. Like, yo, like, I got a music subscription and I have full rights creative control, but I'm open to collaborations as far as like, hey, give me a few songs from this subscription and then I could make it work.
Yeah,
but don't give me no fucking whatever popular song you want to use it's gonna get muted, dude, like off rip.
And thankfully now, like, the music subscriptions and people who make music are pretty good at
it. Yeah, no, they're really good stuff, man. It's really good music. Yeah. You just got to put the time into looking to it and listen to it and then picture it in your mind where the couple's not thinking like us. They're not thinking like creatives. They're thinking like, oh, this is the song
that I want. This is what I pictured.
This is the song we heard on our first dates or our first kiss or our first dance. Like, I want to use this for the wedding. I'm like, bro, sounds lovely enough, but I can't use this fucking song, bro.
Yeah.
But anyways, you were talking about he's in a month and a half turnaround. It's pretty fast.
Yeah. And I told him, I was like, dude, like, take your time. I did purchase the raw footage because I do We're gonna get into later, but I got a new laptop that I can finally edit
Let's
video.
Let's talk about it. Let's talk about
you
it.
You want to talk about it?
You use the wedding money for the podcast or for the laptop.
This was like yam scam. What did somebody say? It's
like finesser of the year.
Yeah, no, Shelby.
Yeah, the honeymoon money that we all pitched in and went for the laptop.
So that was the joke. It's like the joke's got to fly. But I told him, I was like, Shelby would never let that go.
Fuck
like,
no.
She would never let me get from that. But I saved up money to like, where like, if anything happens.
Well, you were ready to pull the trigger before the wedding because you were telling me like, yo, after the wedding, I'm buying my laptop.
I told him, I'm like, as soon as like everything is good to go, nothing arises where I need to spend an extra couple grand, like I'm good to go and I'm going to get a fucking laptop because I fucking hate my old one from 2011. The first retina, bro. I've had that shit since 2011. Damn. What is that? 10 fucking years, bro? I've been fucking with that.
The fact that it still turns on is amazing.
I've been fucking editing shit. Like, I'll be brushing stuff and I'll be like, well, I'm going to get a beer. And I come back, I'm like, oh, it's finally done brushing.
Let it buffer.
Yeah. Anyway, so then I was like, I told Shop, I'm like, yo, like, I'm going to use this money that I have accumulated in case of an emergency that something pops up. I'm going to use it for a fucking laptop. I was like, yeah, go ahead. But just wait till the wedding. Fucking wedding comes. I get my first gig from the wedding. I'm like, yo, I'm going to get a fucking laptop. I'm like, all right, do what you got to do. I go to fucking Mac.
I can't wait to hear these Apple prices, bro.
I actually called Mac and I'm like, hey, do you guys have the 2 terabyte? It's like the Ferrari, the top it's of the line. Okay. 2 terabyte, which they only make up to 2 terabyte. 16 gig memory.
Okay.
Which is like equivalent RAM. To 64 RAM on a regular computer.
Okay.
Because it's an M1 chip and the M1 chip.
I'm not familiar with the M1.
The M1 chip, okay. Dude, it's like Silicon Valley's Apple new chip that correlates.
I know it's brand new, right? Like,
yeah, it's like top. It's like the state of the art.
Okay.
And it uses a little bit of the terabyte SSD and the chip or the memory. Okay. So they kind of correlate. It's a uniform chip.
Okay.
And so like the 16 gig correlates, like I said, to 64 RAM.
Did you have a couple of options or did you know like, yo, I want the Ferrari?
No, I wanted the fucking Ferrari. Like I was like, yo, I've been saving up. Like I want to. And I
run
it. This is a fucking investment. Like, yeah.
It is.
I earned this shit. Like not even earned this shit.
That's a tax write-off right
there. I need this. Yeah, tax write-off. So then I was like, give me the 2 terabyte, 16 gig. It only comes in 13 right now because the 15 doesn't exist. It has an Intel i9 or something like that. So then I was like, give me the fucking
13. That's like your last laptop though.
Yeah, I was like, I don't give a fuck. I have a monitor,
external monitor. Yeah.
Give me the fucking newest top of the line shit. Give me it. And then they were like, it's going to take 2 weeks to get this laptop. And I was like, fuck. So I was like, all right, I'm making an appointment. I'm just going to go pay money and wait 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I go. And shout out to Nathan, who knows Rodney. Remember Ronnie? He works at the...
He's like,
yeah, you know Ronnie? He's like, yeah, he still works here. I'm like, oh, dope. Like, yeah, blah, blah, blah. And then he's like, yeah, I was like, dude, actually, we have a 1 terabyte.
They were capping.
And I was like, and I swear to God, I sound like a freaking delusional person. I was like, wait, I just called and they only told me you had a 512, 8 gig. But you're telling me you have the 16, 1 terabyte? I was like, yeah, we have it. I'm like, wait, I just called yesterday, though. Maybe it just came in today. I was like,
oh, so they had it in stock.
I was like, are you sure? And it's like, yeah. So I'll bring it out. And he brings it out. And I swear to God, I was like, 16 gig, 1 terabyte.
You're like reading all the specs.
16 big, 1 terabyte, 1 megabyte, or M1. I was like, dude, you just made my fucking week. Let's get it. And then they get it. And I was like, what the fuck? And then, so since it was, I wanted to go with the 2 terabyte, I was like, what are your thoughts with the 2 terabyte? It's like, well, what are you doing? It's like photography. That's it. Occasional video here and there. It's like, do you store a bunch of shit on your computer? It's like, not really. I have an SSD where I unload it. I only save it for 1 month. It's like, dude, what the fuck? You don't need the 2 terabyte.
Yeah.
And then I was like,
you don't.
But wait, I heard that it's a uniform M1 chip, so it uses a little bit of the memory and a little bit of the SSD to like work together.
Right.
Would that fuck me up? It's like, dude, no, those are all myths. Give me the 1 terabyte.
Dude.
He brings it out. And I'm like, let's fucking go.
I'm surprised he didn't upsell you just to like, because you know, I'm assuming they get a commission or some shit like that.
Maybe. But it was a $400.
Obviously not because they fucking said like, yo, you don't need that fucking 2 terabyte. Just stick with the one. You have an external SSD already. Yeah. So just work off that.
Yeah. So I was like, damn, like this is crazy. Like, I'm like, what would you do? Would you wait 2 weeks? And he's like, nah, I'll get this one. And then
how much did you save before we go to the final price? How was that gap?
The extra 1 terabyte of memory SSD was $400. So
okay.
I saved
not too shabby, but it's still $400.
$400 plus tax. That's like $500 essentially.
Facts.
And then he's like, "All right, you're this one's $1,900, and then I have to get the stupid adapter because Apple
always makes you buy
fucking things." And I bought it. It was like $65 for
just to plug in USBs. And it was
the ugly one, dude, with the cable. Yeah, and I was like, "Oh, you don't have the other ones?" Like, "Nah, we don't." It's like, "You have to order that from the."
You should sell that old.
I already returned it, bro.
Okay, nice.
It's today. So that I go home and I plug it in. I plug everything in. I'm like, Jesus Christ, it looks fucking ugly with my HDMI cord, cable and everything. Yeah. And I go online. I pay another $35, which is $100.
Gotta love Apple.
They're right here. They're based out of San Diego. Satechy or whatever they're fucking called. They over fucking charged me. Anyways, I get the fucking thing. I order it. It just came in yesterday. I returned it today.
I saw the snap you sent me.
And then it's clean. It's fucking dope. And then I plug that shit in. And yeah, it's beautiful. And out the door, I spent $1,900 for the laptop, M1 chip, 16 gigs, which is the memory is like the fastest one you can get.
Right.
And the 1 terabyte, which is plenty of if you're like
on top of your external SSD, you should be more than fine.
Yeah. And then shout out to my coworker Ace, who got me a free monitor. He was like, I was like, dude, I'm trying to get this monitor.
I wanted
the BenQ, which is like $1,200, or no shit, it might be $1,800. But this monitor is insane, bro. You know how when people do VAR, like in soccer, and they have those little screens.
Oh yeah.
It has that. And I was like, what the
fuck? Why would you need that though?
Because it's supposed to like keep the colors constant or some bullshit. Something to do with your background. It has to be gray or black.
Sure.
Anyways, high quality monitor. So I go to Best Buy. I'm like, hey, do you guys have the BenQ monitor? He's like, no, but we have this one, which is the art, the one I told you about. It's like $800. And I'm like, fuck, I'm about to buy this shit. And then I'm
you're just on a spending spree.
Like, and they were like, no, our nearest one's like in where was it? Like somewhere in deep San Diego. I was like, fuck. Like, all right, I'll think about it. I go home and I'm at work and I'm like, dude, I'm trying to get this monitor. It's like, dude, I have this monitor. It's like, blah, 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 blah. It's like a Acer XF251Q.
Okay.
And I'm like, what is that? And then I'm like, I'm giving him a ride to home. And I'm looking, I was like, oh, fuck. It's like $200, bro. It's a pretty good monitor. It's a gaming monitor. And I'm like, hey, is it
gaming monitors are good.
I'm like, one thing I heard is you want to get an IPS monitor, which is like, it doesn't fuck up your colors.
Okay.
It's like the bare minimum.
It's like color corrected. Like it's what it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Not color shifts.
It's not the LS. What is it? LSD or?
LCD.
LCD, which is kind of color shifting.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, is it IPS? And it's like, I don't know, bro. And then we're like doing it. And it's like here. It's like, I found it. And I get it. I plug it in. I'm like, holy fuck, this is nice. Like compared to my old one. And then that's when I sent you something. Who needs a 24? Like my old one. I'm trying to give it over for free. Shit, maybe we should get that for free. And I sign this shit.
We should put in the bucket.
Just fucking sign it.
Giveaway.
I know, giveaway. But anyways, so then boom, boom, boom. And I'm like, holy fuck. I added my first shoot. Now, game changer, bro. 50% of the fucking time that I'm wasting, bro.
Damn.
It saves me 50% of the time. With
probably a lot more without you even realizing it.
I'm like brushing shit. And it's instantly, instantaneous, bro. It's like, what the fuck? And I'm telling Shelby.
Welcome to my world, man.
Shelby's like, shut the fuck up. Like, I'm trying to go to sleep. And I'm like, dude, this is insane. I edited like 3 photos, bro, when I typically only edit one.
That's why it takes you forever to edit a photo. Now I get, because I'm like, bro, why does it take you so long to edit one fucking photo? But I didn't put in consideration you had a piece of shit laptop from 10 years ago.
Like I said, I have to brush. And then I'm like, I'm going to go out. And then I come back and it's finally loading. But it dropped my time from like 35 minutes to like maybe 20 max. Like now 20 max, I'll edit a photo and I'll be perfect.
Well, damn, man, that's freaking dope that you were able to reduce your time now. So I heard that you were saying earlier that you just got done editing your first shoot since post wedding.
Yeah.
So you're back in full swings to back to photography. Cause I know you took like a month and a half off.
No, I only had like 4 shoots once a week. But yeah, now I'm like full effect, bro. Like it's insane. Like now that the wedding's over and everything, I had like the wedding on my dream. Sounds like a cornball, but damn, like now I can focus on what my passion is.
Great. It's
fucking photography, bro. And let's get right into it, man. I just had my first shoot this last weekend.
How was that?
Dude, it was insane.
Where did you shoot?
It was a graduation shoot, and I shot in Balboa Park. And goddamn.
Oh, yeah, you already posted it, yeah.
And goddamn, it was infested with videographers and photographers, bro. It was hard to find. You make it sound like
it's a bad thing, though.
No, it's not a bad thing. It's a great thing. It makes me happy that all these creatives out there and videographers and photographers are out there getting the grind, man. It makes me so happy to do that.
This is on a what? A weekday, weekend?
It's
on a
Saturday evening.
Man, that's
prime hour, 5 to 5 o'clock.
Golden hour.
And we get there and it's hard to find. We're fine for spots. Hey, you want to go? Like, I'm about to go up next. Am I in your shot? This and that. Talking to the photographers, you know, being courteous.
Yeah. Nice of you.
Throwing them flowers and whatnot. Hey, good shot, man. Blah, blah, blah. So then the, I'm like, I'm feeling like fucking, I'm feeling on top of the world, bro.
Why is that? You didn't feel no intimidation?
No intimidation.
There's so many of you guys out there. I feel like a teacher,
which I am a teacher. Hey, what up? My nose, man. I mean, I'm getting a little cocky right now, this segment.
You're getting a little cocky?
I'm throwing myself some flowers. No, so like we go, I see people with, I'm like, I don't know if it's because of my expertise level where I'm like noticing tidbits of like other photographers, like, oh damn, like I wish you would have done this. I just feel like I'm on top of my game, right? I'm seeing other photographers.
Okay.
To my perspective. This is my perspective. This is my opinion.
I'm following.
And I see, I'm looking at other photographers. I'm nitpicking them. I'm like, damn, I wish you would. Why aren't you focusing
on your clients, my guy?
It's the teacher inside me. Like, I want to help them out. I want them to better. I'm sure you've done what, like, you've done.
I don't think too much of it. I'm like, I don't think too much of it. But I keep pushing.
But we do this podcast, so I feel a little entitled.
Yeah, true.
And I'm like looking at them, like, damn, bro. Like, I want to suggest a softbox for you. I want to do this and that. I'm seeing photographers go like, we got the shot. Are you sure we got the shot? We got the shot. Let's move on to the next one. I'm like, damn, like, bro, like, just chill. Like, you're like, I told you we got up next, but just chill. Like, take as many shots as you want. And they see me with this big ass fucking setup.
I'm assuming 90% of the shooters there were like natural light shooters.
Zoom lenses, bro. Like, big ass lenses. I'm like, and I'm educating my client. I'm like, they got zoom lenses because that's like a very versatile. You see me with the lens pouch in my belt because I'm constantly switching. They only have one lens. Which is good to educate the customer.
It's convenient for them to use. It's convenient, but it's not
as sharp as a prime lens.
Of course not. You can't.
I tell them that I'm educating them because of course you're on the field and your client is. Hey, yo, why do they have a bigger lens? Why do they do this?
A bigger camera, bigger lens to them means better quality.
Yes, and exactly what you just said. So I'm like educating them. I'm like, dude, bigger lens doesn't mean it's a convenience thing.
Not in 2021 anymore.
Yeah, and I'm like. Don't worry about it. Like, I'm showing him previews. I'm making the client feel comfortable with Chit Chan. And one, I got a big compliment. Like, damn, you're a really good people's person. You're really good at conversating.
There you go.
Like, dude, I fucking know that, man. In my head, I'm like, you want to check out my podcast? But I never gloat on my podcast.
Never. So it's not their world anyways.
No, it's not their world. It's hard to hold back and kind of like this is why I'm a people's person because I have my own podcast.
I talk
and
I every fucking week
and I hear my own fucking voice and then I say, why the fuck did I say that? And I cringe every time I hear my voice. But anyways, back to my clients. The shoot goes on. It's a 2-hour session.
It's a beefy session for photos.
Really good payout for me. And I don't feel bad for like wasting the time because I feel like the client got all and more, if anything. Experiencing and
you give them a good experience.
Yeah, it was a hell of experience, dude. Like, I want them to write me a review because it was like the whole it was her and her family.
Okay,
and, we took turns like
high school graduation or college.
High school.
Okay.
And it was like her. I think it was shout outs to I forgot her fucking name. Oh, that's bad. We did boxing together.
Okay.
But she paid for her thing.
Nice.
And she later during mid shoot, she was like, oh, can I pay for an extra hour? How much would it be? And I told her, and I was like, okay, let's do another hour. Let's do it.
Run it.
Yeah. And then it was like, I was like, I'm gonna exceed your expectations.
Okay.
And so, yeah, like my aunt's going to be a, kind of a hard person to work with, but, I hope you already apologize for that in advance. And I was like, dude, don't worry about it. I got this. And I got it, bro. And I was like, damn, like they were like giving my flowers and like, oh my God, such an experience. I'll hit you up next time for photos, this and
Facts.
That. And I'm just here like, we get the shoot done. I'm walking pride, dude. I'm walking like, with my head hell high.
You're seeing like a million little ants of freaking videographers and photographers. With my
60-pound fucking setup.
Wait, so you're one man banding it? Yeah, like you didn't have an assistant to
No assistant. I asked for Shelby to help me out, but she was like, no, I don't want to help.
She's like, fuck off.
I was like, damn it. I was like, all right, cool. And I one-manned it, dude. Like, and my shoulder still hurts, bro. I'm sore. I need to get a little cart, which I've been
preaching. You should. And, that's the next one you should get. It's a cart, man.
Yeah, I'm about to get that. And yeah, I get done. I sit in my car, reflect. what I did wrong, what I did right. And
I like to ask this like every shoot. I like to ask myself, like every time I help shoot with someone to shoot,
yeah,
I'm like, yo, what is something you could have done better? Like, what is something that you learned from the shoot? So what is something that you learned in that shoot?
Have an assistant. Like, give them a few bucks here and there.
I was gonna say, like, if you want an assistant, good luck getting it for free. You have to toss up
a couple of bucks,
maybe dinner.
Every time I hit up a creative member who I know close, I hit them up. I was like, hey, can you help me with some BTS? I don't tell them off the rip. I'm gonna give you money, like, because
you want to get not a feel, much,
but it's a good amount.
Yeah,
I don't want to set them up to like, hey, man, it's gonna be a pay expectation. Gate, blah, blah. Yeah. So in the back of my head, I'm like, I'm gonna give them a good amount where they can go have dinner with their significant other, and that's cool. Thanks for helping me. But lately, the creative members I've been hitting who I thought would help, they haven't been hitting me. Like, they've been like, oh, like, I've been doing that. All right, cool. That's fine. That's fair.
Yeah.
I know not to hit you up anymore. Go on to the next one. There's plenty of other hungry people and creative members who are hungry. I was going to hit you up, but you were obviously had a shoot, and you were like hella tired. And I'm sure you don't want to go to drive San Diego and then come back.
I remember you hit me. I don't know where I was at, but I think it was in LA or some shit like that.
Yeah, you were in the Inland Empire, I think.
Oh, okay. I don't remember. I do a lot.
But anyways, so
that's something I do too. Like, when I take someone, even when I hire for a B shooter, like, I don't know if you've done this before. Like, I'll fucking get their dinner too. Like, I don't know if I'm overdoing it at that point. I'm like, I already paid you, so technically you get your own food. But but if it's like a free thing, like if they assess me, like if they just want to shadow me, someone offers like, hey, dude, can I just come help? I just want to be around and like soak all your information.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, cool. Get some photos and BTS of me. And then they don't know, but I mean, always when we stop for food, like it's usually towards the tail end of the night, and like, yo, let's get some food. Like, I got you. Like, what do you want? Just go over to the fuck you want. Like,
yeah.
And that's something I always practice.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, me and you are pretty good about that.
Yeah, because I like to value people's time, man. It's like,
exactly.
I don't want to be that. There's a lot of grease balls out there, man. Like, oh, fuck, I got this shit. I got free photos. Like, I got free BTS. I'm just going to abuse that person. Like, it's fucked up, man. To me, like, I would not like to be treated like that. So I try to make him sure, like, hey, you're compensated. Yeah. Like, yo, I appreciate you even showing up to me. Even though you did approach me and ask me, so therefore I had the leverage. Let's call it leverage.
Yeah.
To like, I could like get it for free, but like, no, I'm gonna throw some bucks at you or get you dinner or some shit like that, you know?
Yeah, me and you, like we always say, we treat other people how we want to be treated.
Yeah.
So let's say you were to be called on a shoot, like then you weren't expecting anything, but you get a few bucks here and there, like, damn, like that's how I want to be treated. Like, I'm gonna reciprocate that. So, anyways,
like, I have a shoot this coming weekend, and I hit someone up, like, yo, do you want to come meet me? And like, I could help you, and I'll pick you up and whatnot. And they said, yeah, like, and I'm going to, it's like, is it going to be paid? Like, unfortunately for this shoot, it can't be paid because the budget's pretty fucking low. Yeah. And so I just like, yo, man, I got you on like the rest. Like, I got you on dinner, food or whatever. Yeah. Like, or sometimes I do trades. He's like, yo, like, you could use my fucking gear for some shit if they need it or whatever. I'll just like, yo, let's do this. We kind of go a trade off.
Yeah. No, I'm like, we have it locked down. We're like, we know how to treat people. Like, for me, like, yo, come to my house, meet my house. And they come, like, dude, I didn't know you live this close to the beach. I'm like, yeah, bro, the only one that lives close to the beach. Like, me too. And have a couple beers, you know, get them a little tipsy, get them loose. And then I was like, all right, man, game time, let's go. And we go.
You know, I don't know if that sounds really good to say out loud.
It's like
a little tipsy, and then let's go to the shoot.
I'm saying, like loosen them up.
No, I know.
Because every time like, oh shit. Like,
they're all timid and tight.
They're like tight, like, this really, like, it's cool. Like, then the conversation doesn't flow. I'm like,
yeah.
Like, relax, bro. Like, relax. We're going to have fun.
Yeah.
And, but yeah. So anyways, the shoot was amazing. I got another shoot tomorrow. I got another shoot in the works. But what I was telling you beforehand, I was like, dude, like, it's insane to how far me and you have gone. Like,
yeah.
Like just our work and self-belief and everything. And like, and I told myself, like, right now, or this happened like a couple days ago. I was like, in my head, I was like, man, I want to be San Diego's top photographer, bro. I want everybody, the top motherfucker, to be like, nah, fuck all these fools. I want Peter Collins. Peter Martinez is my real name, by the way. Peter Collins, you would have followed me. You would have seen all my wedding highlights because I only shared that a couple times, but Peter Collins.
Get to the fucking point.
So then I was having this epiphany. I'm like sleeping. I'm seeing all these people rant. I'm seeing all these other photographers rant. Like,
as you're walking out, leaving, you see all these photographers and shooting.
This is like the day after.
Okay.
You're just reflecting. I'm reflecting. I'm like, well, okay, what did I do right? A few things wrong, I will say.
Oh yeah, you never mentioned.
A few things wrong.
Something that you learned.
I would need a helper.
Besides the assistant, yeah.
Maybe
anything in your end that you that you kind of dropped the ball on that you could think of?
Really, I didn't have a speaker this time because it was so fucking loud. There were so many vendors with music out loud.
Oh, so there was no
point. So I never popped my speaker, and I told them, I was like, you, normally I put music of your taste, but it's so fucking loud. I have to yell towards you to give you directions and guide you. I'm not gonna put music.
They said Balboa was popping then.
Yeah, it was popping, dude. But no, just
it's fair to say that San Diego's open at this point.
I would think, yeah, it's open, open. I would say, music, just or not music. I'm sorry, assistant to make it the transitions more smoother. Right. But then again, it's up to you to find one and or yeah. hire one to yeah. have one for sure. But anyways, the epiphany I had, yeah, I was like, man, like I was looking at these previews and looking at these Raws, and I was like, dude, I want to be San Diego, like. For real, like no cap. Like I know I say jokingly, I'm saying it was whatever, and I get a lot of flack.
It's a joke, guys. Yeah, it's a joke.
Fucking person. Anyways, I want to be like legit by the end of this year. I want my name to be up there with top three photographers. And
I think you said top three. Yeah, that's pretty
top
fair.
Three. That's exceptional, realistic yeah. goal. And that's what I came to
realization. In your field, in your, yeah. your
photography,
niche.
Yeah. Photography, which is...
Well, there's different lanes of photography, man. Yeah. I work with fashion photography, and I work with street photography. I work with fucking ocean photographers. So it's like, there's yeah. different lanes to it.
I want
to
be the top three portrait photographers in San Diego, which this is fucking, what is this, June something, early yeah. June? And I want to make that a reality by the end of this year. So that's a goal I'm putting myself accountable towards.
How can you measure that?
What do you mean, how can I measure? I think just by being full, by being booked full.
Duh.
Raising
booked
my
and
prices,
busy, baby.
Raising my prices every month.
I know we were talking about you're going to bump it up a little bit yeah. more because the demand's a little yeah. too much right now.
I get a lot of inquiries, and it's like I could do all these inquiries, but at the same time, like, goddamn, if I raise my little price, I can funnel that. Who really wants me?
Well,
and yep. that's normal. Like that's yeah. not because I'm being greedy. That's because
that's how a business works.
Yeah, that's how Nike and Adidas work. And you have to realize that, and you have to come to a fucking epiphany to where like, oh shit, I'm not Payless anymore. I'm not for everyone. And you're working yourself. It's like a shoe manufacturer. That I was like, go, we gotta fucking build these shoes because all these people are requesting it. No, like you work at your own pace because you value your company and. You want to be secluded, right?
Right.
We always talk about this branding. Gucci doesn't make a billion belts.
No.
For
they
a dollar.
An X
they make
amount of number.
X and amount
then
of number
they make
of
it
belts
exclusive for
$400.
Yeah.
So that's what I want to be. Because it's like.
I think that's what we all. That's all we all strive for. Like,
yeah. You told me you fucking raised your prices for weddings. So
yeah,
that's good.
In the very beginning. Yeah. You're the yes man or yes gal that you take everything in like as low as fucking $50 to $100. And then. Once you're like, all right, man, you know, I'm actually kind of nice at this. I'm really good. People are wanting my services.
Yeah.
Let's bump it up a little bit. Let's bump it up more. Let's bump it up more. This fucking wedding I just dropped, bro. Like, I'm going to bump that shit up more right now, dude. Like,
yeah.
the demand went fucking crazy after I dropped it in one day. Like, yo, I want this shit. I want this shit. I want this shit. And then deep down in my mind, 75% of the inquiries, not sound fucked up, can't afford me. Yeah. And I already know it's like, fuck. Like, every time they hit me up, like, I know you, bro. Like... Yeah. I'm going to break your heart.
But that's good because you know your clientele.
Yeah, no. Yeah. And that's not, and that's the point. I don't want to work with everybody. I want to work with Same. This lane of people that's worth my time. Like I already told you, I want to work one project a month, ideally. Two projects a month. Actually, let's call it two projects a month. And let's call it a day. Right now, I'm digging myself in a hole right now. Like I went through this. Oh, we haven't even talked much about me. And what have I been up to?
Yeah.
So like the last
just kidding.
The last few weeks,
no
man,
tricks.
I've just
it's a joke. Stupid. Y'all see all the fucking stones I got?
Calm down,
what
Thanos.
What the fuck you been up to, bro?
So the last few weeks, man, while you've been prepping for your big day, rightfully so, I've been like saying yes to a lot of gigs, but at the same time, it's like they meet my quote. They meet my actual rates. So I'm like fucking let's see how many projects I could take on and like how many projects can I take? So I'm like, I took like 10 to 12 projects, bro, like in a 2 month span. And this is the heaviest workload I've ever done in my life. And it's like, but it's like one of those good pains to go through. Like, you know, they say like, oh, don't overwork yourself. Don't overwork yourself. And you keep like, yeah, whatever. Fuck off. Like, I want to go through this pain. Yeah, I want to see how it feels. So I really, really know like, yo, fuck that. Never again, man. So I'm in the middle of it right now. I'm in the tail end of all my projects. So right now I'm saying no to a lot of shit. unless the money's worth it, of course, or like it is something I don't want to do. Like I'm saying, I'm just passing it to the homies. Like, yo, talk to this person. This ain't it for me. And like, I don't want to do this shit. And so that's what I've been doing the last few weeks. Just fucking heavy shooting. The last 2 weeks. Now this week, it's been a lot of editing. I've not booked anything intentionally.
You're busy as fuck. I'm trying to hang out with you.
Yeah. And it's a great problem to have, I think, especially as a freelance, because you never know when this slows down, man. And fortunately for me, knocking on fucking wood, like it's been pretty insane since the beginning of the first day of freelance. I remember I fucking told you, like, when I like, yo, I'm done with my job. Like, I gotta fucking do this shit. I
don't random ass FaceTime. I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah. Is that bird on 12 a.m.? Yeah, I never FaceTime. You're fucking drinking. It's like, dude, I quit my job. I'm like, well, let me call you back. I don't got time for this. I was like, wait, you quit your job? I was like, yeah, bro, that's it. I was like, what the
fuck? So it's like, I didn't know if I could make money or a dollar, man. And now, like, now it's like, it's been good, man. It's been good. Yeah, so, good. Yeah, that's all I gotta say. It's been pretty good, man.
So are you finding that balance, or have you found that balance, or are you just so fucking hungry still? Or
no, I mean the hunger is always gonna be there for me, dude. Like I always put this on Mondays, like, yo, new week, fucking same drive, same motivation. Like, but I am itching for a vacation. I am itching to fucking get on a flight and take the fuck off for like a month or two. I sent my passport to renew fucking 5 weeks ago, and I'm still waiting for it. I should have expedited at this point, man. A little too late now, but once I get a fucking my passport back, I'm gonna book a flight somewhere, and I'm gonna bounce. I'm gonna get off the grid like you're gonna do, man, pretty soon. But
fuck, getting off the grid this weekend, bro.
Yeah. But that's pretty much what I've been up to, man. Just fucking working crazy, man. But it's like, it's the dope feeling, man. It's like this is everything I wanted.
Yeah.
Of course, not to the level where I want to be, but I'm able to look back, and I feel like something a lot of creatives don't really do, or in general humans don't do, is they don't look back and see how far they've gone. They just keep on looking forward, like, fuck, I still gotta get to this mile, I still gotta get to this hill. Like, chill out, kind of like what you did, slow down, take a look back. I'm like, holy shit, look how far I've gone. Like, I've gone like 3 miles, or like, let's say, like, I've gone so far. Like, the last 2 months is the most money I've ever made in my fucking life, man. It's like insane, like how much you could make in 1 month. It's fucking stupid. But it's possible, man. Any creative out there, it's fucking possible, man. You just got to fucking really go after it and stop making bitch ass excuses, bro.
Let's fucking get her fucking going. So my question to you is, what is your end goal? Like, I just expressed myself. Or maybe you don't have
it. I guess this is like the halfway marker of the year.
So what do you see? What do you want to accomplish by the end of this year? We're halfway point, almost June.
I mean, I've always said before, I want to get to that six figure world.
Is that still your goal, or
it's still the goal. It's still the goal. But I want to work on.
Have you found a new goal?
As far as goals, like, I like to tackle on two projects per month, kind of like how you do four photography gigs per month. I want to tackle on two projects, because like I'm noticing right now, and it's like this is a moment of growth for me right now, where I have 5 fucking gigs that I have to fucking edit. And so I'm like, okay, fuck. Doesn't even include the weddings. It's like, it's starting to like, all right, I need to get this shit over here with. I need to get it done. And I feel like that's fucking up with my mind to like, hey, I want to care for the project. And like, I want it to be my baby. Mm-hmm. I want them to, it's their baby as well, the client's baby, but I want it to be my baby as well.
You want
to
curate
it. Exactly. Like, I don't want to get it done because like, yo, I got a deadline in 2 weeks. Like, I need to get this shit done right now. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't just do that. So I'm noticing that I'm slowly kind of like, I'm thinking about that. And so like, whoa, I need to chill. Like, I need to not take them any shit, because I need to like really think about this project and actually put my heart and soul into it, because that's what they're paid for.
Yeah. So. And then that's one thing, you know how like people say, it's like, dude, I do what I want for a living. Like, because that kind of takes a little bit away when you're I just gotta get it done. I just gotta get it done. Like, boom, boom. Like,
yeah.
But if you curate and charge the amount you're worth, eventually, obviously raising your prices, it's like, damn, like that felt good. Like,
yeah. You know what I mean? Every project I turn in, bro, like, I'm always like, I feel accomplished, but I'm like, fuck, I hope they like it. Like, yeah. They should like it, but you never know. And I always get 9 times out of 10, they're like, holy shit, what the? I'm amazed. Like, this is exactly what we wanted. And I'm like, yo, time to celebrate, Kristen. Let's get a fucking beer. Like,
dude, that's how I was in the beginning. I was like, I was nervous. I was like, oh man, I'm going to over deliver. And I was like, oh, they got it. And then I was like, well, I'm going to do this. They liked it? Okay, cool. I'm like,
yeah.
10 photos. You guys loved it? Loved it? Like, I bet. Like, let's go. Yeah, like, yeah. That's the main goal.
Yeah. And it's like, that's my ultimate motivation is fucking freedom, bro. Like, money, give two fucks about money. Like, but we're not, we live in a world where you need money. Like, let's be realistic about it. But my real drive is freedom, bro. I just want that. I want to be free. I want to go everywhere the fuck I want to travel to. And I want to work on projects that I want to do. That's my end goal. Like, work on projects that I want to really, really want to sink my teeth into.
Yeah.
And not just take it because, like, oh, fuck, rent's due, you know?
Yeah. Shout outs to Floyd Mayweather. Legacy don't pay for your fucking kid's tuition.
I heard that.
Money does, boy.
I heard that.
But damn, man. I hope you guys are enjoying this Potter 46.
Yes, 46.
We're going to fucking frame of the week.
Let's get in frame of the week.
Guys, as always, you guys can hit us with questions at intheframepodcast@gmail.com, intheframepodcast on fucking Instagram, YouTube. Comment that shit. The more you comment, the more it shares it, and the more I don't want to quit this fucking podcast. It's a lot of work, man.
I don't want to quit this fucking
And if you guys don't keep commenting, man, shit, we might move like once a month or some shit.
No, nah, we're never doing that. We're solid month. So anyways, this frame of the week is going to go to at Jose Alclavil. Oh, fuck. I messed up this name, bro. Anyways, what do you think about this fucking shot, man? You'll see the ad in the description, guys.
Super mysterious. Love the little like glows around the lights.
You know what it reminds me of? What? The movie Driver.
Dude, I was going to fucking say.
Really?
Yeah, I swear to God. I couldn't think of the fucking name of the movie.
Yeah, so the caption is, first two shots were on film and the rest were on digital. So he has like a slide of photos, but we're going to feature the digital photos. You can't even tell the difference between the digital and the film photos. Yeah. But it's got that moody, like,
mysterious look.
Yeah. Like, I like the car. It's like really like 90s, like late 80s.
What
like
the fuck is it called? Mandalorian or some boat? Or
like a hatchback
what the
fuck style?
Is that a Mustang? I don't know. What the fuck it is. But
anyways, he's based out of Palmdale. So it's kind of fire. So thanks, Jose Clavel. Thanks, Jose Clavel, for like supporting the Potter, man. And we really appreciate it. And if you guys want to be on Frame of the Week, just tag us on your heaters, man. We're always searching for heaters, guys.
Yes, sir.
You want to wrap up, man? It's where can people find you at?
People can find me at petercolinframes.com, petercolinframes on Instagram. Where can they find you?
And people could find me on Instagram, @A_Mendoza, and on my website, albertovisuals.com.
That's going to be live, bro. Don't be fucking premeditating that.
By the time this is out, it should be live. So, yes, albertovisuals.com. If you guys want to see my work, check my website out. Let me know if it sucks. I didn't create it. Kristen created it for me. So that's my assistant right there.
But guys, if you have a guest who you want to recommend to the fucking Potter,
yeah,
yo, DM us, email us, send them their profile. We'll check them out. We'll
definitely.
Shit, this is going to do it for episode number 46 of In the Frame Podcast.
Next week, we'll for sure have a, I know we went back to back solos, but next week we have a dope fucking creator that you're going to want to listen to for sure. So I'm really excited for this next guest.
Me too. This is going to do it for episode number 46 of In the Frame Podcast. I'm your host, Peter Collins, joined by your co-host, Alberto Mendoza. We'll catch you on episode number 47 with a guest.
Peace.
Peace.